Okay, we're beginning here on the top of Lamed Vav Lamed Aleph. We continue with the Agadah with regards to Bnei Yisrael entering into Eretz Yisrael, Derech HaYarden. So the Gemara says, come and see Nasu Ba'oto Yom. Come and see how many miracles happened on this day. Abru Yisrael at the Yarden. They crossed through the Yarden. Avoda Har Gizim LaHarivel Yoter Mishishim Mil. That they ended up at Har Gizim LaHarivel on that day, which is more than 60 mil away. Ben Kol Briya Yochalal Amod Minehem. That no person could stand in front of them, could block them, could interrupt their travel. Anybody who stood in front of them immediately nitraz. Rashi says mitkalkel mirei, was unable to withhold his needs, and he would make on themselves. That's something that happens when a person has extreme fear. Shenemar, because that's what it says in the pasuk. It's emati ashalach lefanecha v'chamoti et kolam ashatavo b'hem, that Hashem will put your fear in front of you. V'omer etzipol lehem emata b'fachad. Right, so that the fear will come upon you until the nation of Hashem goes through. Zubiyarishona Adyavor Amzu Kanita, until this nation that you have acquired goes through. Zubiyashnia, this is the second coming. Amar Me'ata, we can say from this, Ruima Yisrael Asulam Nates, Biyashnia could be Arishona. That just like when they came in the first time to Eretz Yisrael, they came in with great fanfare and miracles, so too it should have been with the second time that they came into Eretz Yisrael. Ella but the sins or the inappropriate behavior of Klal Yisrael caused the problem. So let's just discuss quickly. First of all, in Sefer Yoshua, after they come through the Yarden and they have their Bismillah, the Sefer Yoshua goes on to discuss about the battles of Yericho and Oi, and that coming to Har Yizim and Har Ebal and the Gilgal only takes place afterwards. So we have to say again, Ein Mukdam Mukhar Baturah, that after they crossed the Yarden, that they went straight to Har Gizim and Har Ebal. That's what the Gemara is discussing over here, that they had a miracle, that they were transported, they were able to move from the crossing through the Yarden, the miracle of crossing through the Yarden to Har Gizim and Har Ebal on that day, and also that no one was able to stand in front of them, no one was able to be ma'akev Bnei Yisrael from reaching Har Gizim and Har Ebal, and that has to do with the fear that Hashem placed on the nations that are coming, that the nations in Eretz Yisrael, and that's what the pasuk discusses, that Matia Shalach Lefanecha, that my fear will come in front of you, and that we see from both when they crossed through the Yam Suf, as well as when they crossed the Yarden, that Rachav speaks about it when she's in Eretz Yisrael, when the Meraglim come to her, she speaks about the fear that Nemas Kol Vavam, that everybody's hearts have melted, and from the miracles that have transpired, the crossing of the Yam Suf, and also the crossing of the Yarden, that the Tipol Emantam Emata Bafacha. Then the Gemara continues on to explain that, we see by the Kriyat Yam Suf, it says Tipol Alehem Emata Bafacha Adyavor Abacha Hashem, until your nation passes through. That refers to them coming into Eretz Yisrael for the first time. There was a miraculous entrance into Eretz Yisrael, both through the Yam Suf and through the Yarden. The same should have been true, right, in the second coming, when Bnei Yisrael return after the Churban HaBayit and come from during Bayit Sheni. Rashi says that they should have a Sotla Amnesh, Ba'alot B'Zerua, they should come in with strength and with force, and they would not be subjected to the rule of someone else or come with the permission of other nations, but they should come upstanding and with strength into Eretz Yisrael. But that wasn't to be the case, because of the chata'in that transpired during the Bayit Rishon. Because of the chata'in that Bnei Yisrael incurred during Bayit Rishon. And because of that, that they can only enter into Eretz Yisrael be reshut. So now, the Gemara continues with the story of the Yarden. After they came to Agassim and Arival, they take the Abanim that they brought out of the Yarden, they place them over there, and they build them as Beach, and they put lime around it. And then on that, they wrote the Divrei Torah in 70 languages. Right, that says Berei Teif, and Berei Teif is an explanation of the Torah. So then after that, they went ahead and they brought the Olot and Shlamim on the Mizbeach. Then Vachlu v'Shatu, they ate and they drank v'Samchu and they celebrated Barchu v'Kalu and they did the Brachot and the Kalot. After that, v'Kiplu et Avanim, they scraped off the Sid from the Avanim. Uvo v'Lanu v'Gilgal. Then they went to the Gilgal and they brought the stones along with them. Shnemar, v'Avartem otam imachem, inachtem otam b'malon. That they should take them wherever you encamp. Yochel b'chol malon malon. You would think that they would have to take these stones along with them everywhere they encamp. So malomar shetalino bo'alayla, only in the place that they stayed that night. So that is where they moved the rocks from Har Gizim and Har Ebal, and then they placed them in the Gilgal. So just like they were commanded, they took care of all these issues. They traveled to Har Gerizim and Har Ebal. They built a Mizbeach, that it says that they built a Avanim Shleimot, that you'll bring up Mizbeach, and then you'll bring Zvachim and Olot, and then they were Mizameach, and then they did the Brachot and Klalot on Har Gerizim and Har Ebal. Then afterwards they moved those stones over to the Gilgal. It says, they placed them in the Gilgal, they established them in the Gilgal. Now the Gemara continues, Tanat Sirah lo avra imahem. This wasp that used to protect them did not come into Eretz Yisrael then. Below, is that true? V'aktiv, shalachti et hatzirah lefanecha. The whole point of sending the Sirah before you was to go, it sounds like, to go into Eretz Yisrael. Although the pasuk over there mentions three nations over there. So Amr B'Shim and Lakish, Asfata Yadein Amda, Zarkabahem Mara, Visimta Enehem, Milmala, Visimta Milamata. That they used to stand, it would stay on the Eretz Yisrael, on the eastern side of the Yardane, and used to be shoot over whatever this poison was, and that caused them to be blinded, as well as Sirsatam, that it caused them to be impotent. So now, where does this come from? So the pasuk over there, Vishilachta Yisrael Fanecha, mentions three nations. Two of those nations are Sichon and Og. The third nation has to refer to someone in Eivar Yardena Marav, on the western side of the Yardane. Since that nation, how did they attack that nation on the western side of the Yardane if we said that Tzirah did not cross over? So the solution that Rav Shimon Lakish proposes over here is that what, the Tzirah came until the banks of the Yardane, did not cross the Yardane, so it helped them in the battles with Sichon and Og, but it also helped them with regard to Yisrael for those that were found on the border, on the eastern border of the Yardane, it helped them there as well. And that it did by being Zarek Mara, that it caused them to be blinded and to be impotent. Shenemar. So they bring a pasuk from Moshe that Hashem held out Bnei Yisrael, Anochi Shmatti et Emori Mipneihem, I destroyed the Emori from before you, Asher Kigova Arazim, that were as tall as these cedars, Gavu, right, the Chason Hu Kalim, and they were strong as the Alon, Ashmid Perio Mima'al, and I destroyed their fruits from above, Asher Hashav Mitachan, and their roots from below. So clearly you're talking about the Emori here, which is Sichon and Og, and not Eretz Yisrael. So all they're bringing proof from the pasuk over here is not that the Tzirah went over into Eretz Yisrael or killed people in Eretz Yisrael, but rather what it did. And what did it do? It says, Ashmid Epiro Mima'al, I destroy the pre, the fruits that are above. And what are the fruits that are above? Those are the eyes that are the Sturim, those are the things that go, the eyes are the ones that look out and they make decisions, or the pre of Adam, pre Ma'alav, Vishorshav Mitachav, and roots from below, which is that person's ability to procreate. So both those were destroyed, and that was Ayyadei HaTzirah. Rav Papa says, no, not like Rav Lakish, but a different solution. Amar Shtei Tzirot Havai. There were two different types of Tzirot. Chadah de Moshe v'chadah Yoshua. Moshe lo avar, Yoshua avar. One of them belonged to Moshe, was connected to Moshe. That dealt with Og and Sichon. Whereas the Tzirah of Yoshua crossed over into Eretz Yisrael with them, and that's how he reconciles between these two issues. So Rav Lakish says, no, there's one Tzirah, and it helped them with Sichon and Og as well as with Eretz Yisrael, but all it did from the Eber Mizrach, from the eastern bank of the Yardane. And Rav Papa says, no, that there are actually two tzirot. One that dealt for Moshe, dealt with Sichon and Og, and one for Yoshua that dealt with the Shivimot that crossed over with them into Eretz Yisrael. Now it says, where when it comes to the Bracha and the Klala and Har Gerizim and Har Ebal, there was Shishash Shvatim Alul Rosh Har Gerizim, that there would be six of them, that six of the Shvatim went on to Har Gerizim, and six of them went on to Har Ebal. What does it mean that they have them? What does that mean? So Rashi points out over here, it says, "My vechetzio b'Yeshua achtiv v'ikrod masnisa," and it says that they were in this pasuk when it deals with what we are discussing over here. Chetzio el mul har gizim veha chetzio el mul har eval. So half of them were on har gizim veha chetzio. There it has a heya yidia. Veha chetzio mul har eval is next har eval. Lama they say veha chetzio. Right? What is it when you use this hey idea, the ha hechetzio, sounds like there's something specific or unique about this half. What is it that's unique about this half? Amar Rav Kana Kedera Shachalukim Kan, Kachalukim Bavnei Efot. Just like they are split up over here, so too they are split up on the Avanim of the Efot. So that is that the case. Meitve, we have a question. Shtei Avanim Tovot Hayulo Kohen Gadol Aktefav. He had two nice stones that stood on his shoulders. Echad Mikan, Echad Mikan, one on each side. Shmot, and the 12 shvatim are written on them. Shisha levin zu, shisha levin zu. Six on this one, six on that one. Shneimar, shisha mishmotam al evin achat. Right? Shniyaket holdotam. The second six that were written according to their order of birth. Below rishonaket holdotam, but the first six were not written according to their order of birth. Vineish yudah muktam, because Yudah came before them. There were 50 letters. 25 letters on each stone. The Gemara will ask about that in a minute. So right now, what do we have? We have the 6 shvatim that are found based on this. On the Avnei Avod, 6 shvatim were found on the one stone, and 6 shvatim were found on the other stone. Generally, they are kid total time according to their birth, except for Yehuda, who's out of order, who goes in front of those two. So now, what do you have? The Ketol Dodam is Seder Leidel Tam. What does that mean, that the 6th ladder were according to their birth? That's Gad, Asher, Issachar, Zvulun, Yosef, and Binyamin. So that's according to their birth. They were the second 6, and they're the 6 on that stone. Now the Shishar Rishonah, the first 6 that were born, were actually Ketol Dodam. They were also according to their birth. It's just that Yehuda's out of order, because then it ran on the 6th first stone. It said Yehuda, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Dan, Ben Naphtali. So those were the 6 on the first stone. But, so what's the question now? Because Rav Kahana suggested, what? That the way they were split over here, they so too were they split on the Ephod. But is that really true? Because we find by Har Gizim and Har Eval that the division is actually different. Why is this a Tiyukta de Rav Kahana? Why is this a question? Because on Har Gizim, the order is Shimon Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Yosef, and Yamin is on Har Gizim. And Har Eval is Huvein Gad, Asher, Zvulun, Dav, and Naphtali. So it's clearly not in the order of Kelei Datan. So Rav Kahana compared the order of the Shvatim, or the split of the Shvatim, that they were just like on Har Gizim and Har Eval, so too are they Avnei Ephod. That doesn't work, because we just saw the way the Ephod is divided up. It's really according to birth order, except for Yehuda, who's out of order on the first one. Now Gemara continues. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel Omer, Lo, Kederach Shalukim Mechumash Pekudim Chalukim Beavnei Ephod. That the way they were divided up in Chumash Pekudim, right, when they are not the way they are divided up in the Midbar according to their encampment, right, Chalukim Beavnei Ephod, they mention Ephod, El Kederach Shalukim Mechumash Sheini. Rather, the way they are divided up into in Shmot. Meaning the Chumash Sheni, the second Chumash, which is Chumash Shmot, which is when it says Ele Shmot. These are the names of the Shvatim, and that's in the order of their birth. Ketzav Bnei Leah Kesidran. Bnei Leah go according to their order, which means Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Unzvulun. Those with 6 on one side. Bnei Rachel, Echad Mekan, Veechad Mekan, Bnei Shmachol, Bemsa. Right, so that you have Bnei Rachel, you have one on each side. What does that mean? That means, Bisheni, you have Binyamin first, then Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Vashar, which are the Bnei Shfachot, but Yosef at the end. So on the other stone, you have the Bnei Rachel on either end, I mean the first and last, Binyamin first, Yosef last, and then you have the 4 Bnei Shfachot that go in between them. But now, what do you see? You see from this, what does it mean that Kitodotam? It means Kishmotam, the way that they are written according to their names. According to the way that Yaakov called them, and not according to the way that Moshe called them. What does that mean? Ruvain, velo Ruvaini, Shimon, velo Shimoni, Dan, velo Adani, Gad, velo Gadi. That means the way that Yaakov called them according to their names, meaning that their real names, not according to the way Moshe, when he counts them, he calls them the Gadi, and the Ruvaini, and the Shimoni. So this is a Tiyufto de Rav Kahana. This is clearly a problem for Rav Kahana, because you can't say, there's no way to argue that the way, the order that they are in Har Gizim and Har Eval matches up with the way they're found on the Ephod. We saw 2 different orders to the Avnei Ephod, and neither of them match according to what happened on Har Gizim and Har Eval, right? We had the first opinion for how they were found on the Tanakhama, who suggests that they were split up according to Toldo Tam, according to their birth, except for Yehuda comes before, otherwise they're in birth order. And the second opinion, which is Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, says that they are measured according to the way they are found in the beginning of Chumash Shmot. It means all of Bnei Leah on one stone, and then Bnei Rachel and Shvachot are found on the other stone. But neither of those match what happened on Har Gizim and Har Eval, because Har Gizim was Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Yosef, and Binyamin, and Har Eval was Reuven, Gad, Asher, Zvulun, Dan, Ben Naphtali. So then that's a problem for Rav Kahana. So if that's the case, now you didn't solve the problem of what the Hei Yidia v'Chetzio is. Tanya Chetzio Shemul Har Gizim Rubam Chetzio Shel Har Eval. The ones that were found on Har Gizim were far greater than those that are found on Har Eval. Because Levi is down below. So because Adraba, so that's the case, right? If Levi is really below, then there would be less. Right, because Levi is found on Har Gizim. So what do we say? Ha Chetzio, the Hei Yidia, Ha Chetzio means that this half had less. That which was found in Har Eval had less people, and that's what the Hei Yediyah is. The Har Gizim had more people, and Har Eval had less people. So Gemara says, well, why did they have more people on Har Gizim? Because Levi was found below. Because Levi stood between the two mountains during the Bracha. If that's the case, Levi was supposed to be up on Har Gizim. If they're missing for Har Gizim, it should be that Har Gizim has less. And that's what Gemara says. This is what it means. Even though Levi was below, the children of Yosef were on Har Gizim, and that filled in. When they come up to dividing up the land, and the Bnei Yosef come to Yoshua to complain, you gave us this small strip of land, a small garal, and we are many. Go up to the forest and conquer those areas. Hide yourselves in the forest. Go hide in the forest in order that the Ayin Hara will not be shalated on you. So again, Har Gizim and Har Eval. So if we're talking about the Hei Yediyah is HaMiuchad. Rashi says, what's the Hei Yediyah HaMiuchad? Here's Miuchad is that HaChetzio is Har Eval because that is the smaller of the two groups. Just to know here, Tosfos on the previous Talmud brings down the Yerushalmi, who says it's the opposite way around. That actually Har Eval had more people than Har Gizim. And then Baha HaChetzio is the Hei Yediyah is about Har Eval. On that HaChetzio of Har Eval, there were more people, and that's what the Hei Yediyah is. More people on Har Eval. Rashi says near Hei Yediyah or HaChetzio comes here to be Miut, that the smaller amount of people are found on Har Eval. Har Gemara explains why is it smaller people amount of found on Har Eval. So despite the fact that Levi was supposed to be among the Shvatim there at Har Gizim and they were actually below, nevertheless, Har Gizim had more people because the Bnei Yosef were found in on Har Gizim. And we know from Yoshua when the Bnei Ephraim, when the Bnei Yosef come to speak to Moshe Rabbeinu, they say that we have many people and we can't fit into the garal that you gave us. So you see that we were multitudes, or there were many of them. And because of that, there were more people found on Har Gizim. Now the puzzle continues. Why does Yoshua tell them to go up into the forest? So that says, go into the forest, hide yourselves in the forest, because that you won't have the Ayin Hara be shalait on you. So Bnei Yosef answered back to Yoshua, well, we don't have a problem with the Ayin Hara, because the Ayin is not shalait on Bnei Yosef, Bisha. So Lo Shaltebe ain't a Bisha. How do we know this? Ichtiv, ben parat Yosef, ben parat ale ayin. So what does it mean, ale ayin? I'm rebuke. Alti korat ale ayin, ele ole ayin. Those that are bringing ayin harab, but they are protected from the ayin harab. Yosef b'chinei amar mehocha, says vidgu the rov b'kerav haaretz. When Yaakov gives a bracha to, he's giving a bracha and says, vei hamako otimi korai v'chatarim, v'kai behem shmi, v'shem odai abram yitzhak, vidgu the rov b'kerav haaretz. What's vidgu? Kedag. Madagim shebeyam, my mechasim aleim, just like the waters of the ocean cover over the dagim, v'ayin shalet b'em, then people can't see them. Abzerosh Yosef, v'ayin shalet b'em. And that's why the ayin was not shalet on them. So that's what the conversation that's transpiring between Bnei Yosef and Yoshua, that Bnei Yosef said that we have many people, and we need more nachla. Yoshua says, go, I gave you lots of forests over there. You can use the forest because you can hide in there and you won't have ayin hara. Bnei Yosef then responds to him, we don't need forests, we don't need that area because we don't have a problem with the ayin hara, and we need more open areas or livable areas to be used. Now the Gemara goes back to the original Mishnah, which says, the Brites that discussed about the Shnei Avnei Eifos, and they said that the Shisha Shvatim were found on one Evan and the Shisha on the other one, and the Hanu Chamishim Otiot, right, that there are 50 letters, 25 in each. The Gemara says, well, Chamishim Nachi Chadavi, and there are only 49 letters between all the names. So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, no problem. On the second stone, Yosef Hosifalo At Achat. The word Yosef is spelled on the Evan here, not Yosef, but Yehosef. Shneimer Edut B'Yosef, someone would say to all Eretz Mitzrayim, that Yosef got an extra letter to his name when he went on Eretz Mitzrayim. That after you're written, kid told the way they were born, and Yosef's name was Yosef without a hey. Throughout the Torah, Binyamin is written chaser, v'hocha Binyamin shalem. But when over here on the eifot, Binyamin is written shalem as a malay, because when he's first called the name Binyamin, right, that his father called him Binyamin because of the term Benyamin. Because of Benyamin, he's called Binyamin. So the original time when they write his name, they write it Malay to teach us that that's what the shorish of the name is, Benyamin. But after that point in time, throughout the Torah, it's written Chaser. So when we say Kid Tol Dodam, the way they were born, the way that Yaakov called them when they were born, Binyamin is written Malay, and that makes up the extra letter that we're missing, so therefore we have 50 letters, 25 on each of the stones. Amar Rav Chano Bar Bizna Amar Rav Shimon Chasida Yosef Shekida Shem Shemayim B'Seter Yosef Olo Ad Achat Mishmo Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was Mekadosh Shem Shemayim privately. They added one letter to his name. Yehuda Shekida Shem Shemayim B'Far Hetzi Yehuda, which means Kadosh Shem Shemayim B'Far Hetzi, which we're going to see later on. Nikra Kulo Al Shmo Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His entire name is called by the shame of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Yudkei Vavkei is found in the name of Yehuda. That's what we find. Also, the Gemara, it's interesting when the Gemara discusses making a mistake. If someone writes the Shem Hashem or Yehuda is Mekadosh the Shem, they're mixing up between the Yud Kei Vav Kei and the Shem of Yehuda, that the person can mix up between the Shem Hashem and Yehuda and making mistakes when it comes to Safrut. So now, what is the case here? Yosef Mahi, what is the case where Yosef is Mekadosh Shem Shemayim B'Seter? Dechtiv Ahi, Kayom Azev Ayobo Abayta, Lasot Malachto. On that day, Yosef came into the house to do his machto. Amrei Melchon Melamed Shishneim Ledvarivei Nitzkavnu. That both he and Eshet Potiphera at that moment were thinking to do something wrong. Vayabo Abayta Lasot Malachto. He came to do his work in the house. Rav Shmuel Chanamar Lasot Malachto Mamash. He came to do his regular work. Vechanamar Lasot Tzrachav Nechnas. He went in there to perform an avera with Eshet Potiphera. Vein Ish Me'achei Abayit. And there was no one there from the house. Efshar Bayit Gadol Kebeit Oshel Oto Rashad Lo Yabo Ish. How could it be this person who was an important person among the Egyptians? How could he be? You have a house that has no people in it. So Tanya Rabbi Rabbi Shmuel Tayam Chagam Haya, that it was that day was a holiday for them. Hakul Kulan the Beit Ovdei Kochavim Shalem. Everybody went to the house of idol worship. V'yamra Lahem Cholahi. She said to them, "I'm sick. Amra Ein Li Yom Shnizkak Li Yosef Kiyom Hazeh. It's no better day for me to try to entrap or to be with Yosef on a day like this when everybody's gone from the house." But that she grabbed him on his clothing. And that day she tried to entice him or tried to grab him. Now, again, a couple of little harot here. First of all, how do we know that he went into the house? How do you know that when he went into the house, we have a machlokas here between Rav and Shmuel. One says when he went into Vaivobo, that's what it says. Says that he went in to do his work. So why does one of them say that it's to do his work and one says lasot tzrachav? So Tosu says here, it says because of the word vayavo. Bi'ah from Lashon Bi'ah, Vayavo Abayta, that he came to the house, that Lashon Abayta, Lashon Tzrachav, right, that's what he went in to do. So the word Vayavo or Bi'ah is the tip-off that there was something wrong over here. And then again, Vayhi Kayom Azeh, in Chumash, Rashi is Medayak from Vayhi Kayom Azeh, on this day. What was unique about this day? This day was unique that it was a Yom Avodah Zarah. But that Gemara over here says the diuk is from something else. That there's the diuk is from the fact that how could it be that his house had nobody in it? And that's how the Gemara makes the diuk. I think you could combine the two drashot, which is maybe that's what Rashi's pointing out in Chumash. Why was this day special? Because they came into the house and there was no one there in the house. Why was there no one there in the house? Because Vayom Hazeh, because it was a special day. And what was that special day? It was the day of Avodah Zarah. Now, the Baal Toshah said, when Yosef is about to perpetrate this Avera with Eshet Potiphera, but Toshah bought the Yom Kushal Aviv Nitalo B'Chalom. A picture or an image of his father appeared to him in the window. How do you know that his father appeared to him? So Rabbi Moshe Darshan, Tosfos brings down here, that it's a diuk that ain't Ish Me'anshei Abayit. That there was nobody there from the house. There were no men from the house there, implying that there was someone else who was there. Who was that someone else who was there? That was Yaakov Avinu. The only thing you can't explain is why was he in the window? Meaning that, as opposed to anywhere else, why was he in the window? And maybe again, that you could imply that from Ein Ish Me'anshei Abayit. There was no one in the house, but rather in the window, that there was an appearance of someone in the window. Amalo, the Yaakov appeared to Yosef and said to Amalo, Yosef, Atidim Achecha Shiyichtavu Al Abnei Yefod Vata Bnei'em. And in the future, all your brothers will be written on the stones of the ephod, and you are supposed to be included among them. That you want your name to be erased from them. And you cry, Roez Zonot, to see that you played among the Zonot, or that you shepherded with the Zonot. One who treks among the Zonot, or who is common or frequents among the Zonot, Yavod Hom will lose much wealth. See, the Yavod Hom means that he will lose a lot of wealth because he will lose the Avnei Ephod from being on that wonderful stone of the Ephod. Rashi points out here, Yoved Hon, Hon is Shem Tov. That's your good name, because that is worth more than anything else. What's more worth more to a person than his good name? And here you will lose your good name from this. Miyad Batesha Beitan Kashto. So at that point he grabbed Batesha Beitan Kashto. What does it mean, Batesha Beitan Kashto? I mean, Reokon and Mishun Rabbi Meir Sheshava Kashto Leitano. That his Keshet went back to its original state. The Rashi was here, says Sheva Kashto Leitano, means this is referring to as the Keshet is the bow, that is a Shechvat Zera that that is emitted or projects like a bow, that went back to its normal state. Or the Marsha explains over here, Veshava Kashtole Tano, Kashtol is from the word Kishui, that is, Aver went back to its original state. Vayavozu Zroyadav, that it's, what does it mean, Vayavozu Zroyadav, that it spread out among his fingers. Not Yadav, but Karkai, planted his hands in the ground. Vayatash Shechvadzero Miben Tziponav. The Shechvadzero came out between his hands. So that's because he pulled himself back. He was, did have a problem of that he was Motzi Shechvadzero Batova, but at least it was not in the Makoma Veira, along with Eshet Potiphar. Midei Avir Yaakov, then he became the great one of Yaakov. Migar Olam Shechakek Avnei Ephod, who was the one who caused him to be inscribed on the Avnei Ephod? Ela Avir Yaakov, that is the Abir, the great one Yaakov. Right? Mishan Roeh Evan Israel. From there he saw the Evan Israel. Mishan Zachav Naseh Roeh. Because of that, because of this action, he was made into the shepherd of Israel. Shenemar Roeh Israel Hazina Enohei Kitzon Yosef. That Yosef was the one who took care, right, or guided the Bnei Israel when they were in Mitzrayim. So because of his actions, because of the actions of Yosef, of not getting together with Eshet Potiphar, whether he had intended to or not intended to, because he did not perpetrate that Aveira, he was Zocha to two things. One, he was Zocha that he was not erased or left out of the Ephod, Abnei Ephod. And number two, he was Zocha to be Roeh Yisrael, that he was the one who shepherded Bnei Israel when they were in Mitzrayim. Tanya, Yosef should have been a continuation of Yaakov, and just like Yaakov had 12 shvatim, so too Yosef should have had 12 shvatim. Shneamar Elia Toldot Yaakov Yosef. Right, the Toldot Yaakov should have listed all the other names. Why does it mention Yosef as the Toldot Yaakov? Well, to say that Yosef was the one who was going to take over for Yaakov, and he would also have 12 shvatim come out from him. Ella, why did he lose that? Shiyatza Shechvadzero Ben Tzipornei Yadav. He lost it because he was Motzi Shechvadzero Lebatala. Nevertheless, those 10 that he was missing came out from his brother Binyamin, Bikulim Nikru Ashmo, and they were all called after his name. Because Yosef had Ephraim and Menashe, so he had 2 out of those 12. He's missing the other 10. The other 10 come out from Binyamin. So that's why, how do we know this? Well, maybe they were Binyamin's children, but with the fact that he had 10, which is more than any other Shevet, what's the significance of that number 10? That is mashlim to the 12 that would come out of Bnei Rachel, and they should have all come out of Yosef. Instead, they're in Tzareif through Binyamin because Yosef, although he did not perpetrate the Avera with Eshet Potiphar, nevertheless, he still was Motzi Shechvadzero Levatala. And how do we know they were called his name? Shneamar Uvnei Binyamin. What are the names of Binyamin? Bela Uvvecher Vashbel. And goes through them. Bela. What is Bela? It's the first name of Yisrael Shnivla Ben Umot. Absorbed among the nations. Uvvecher Bachor Limo. That he was the firstborn to his mother. Haya. Vashbel. Shavot. El, that Hashem took care of him, or that Hashem drew him out. Gera is the fourth name of a child. Shigarbach Saniot, that he lived in foreign places and not at home. Vin Na'aman is the fifth name. Shina'im Bioter, that he was very pleasant. Echi Varosh, those are 6 and 7 children of Benjamin. Achihu Varoshihu, he's my brother, he is my head. Mupim V'chupim, these are the 8th and 9th names of the children of Binyamin. Hulo Rav B'chupati, V'neli L'roiti B'chupato. I didn't see his chupa, he did not see my chupa. Over here the Gemara does not interpret Mupim, and that's because in later on the term Mupim is not found, it's right as Yafufum. And over there the Gemara does say that Yafufum, that he was encapsulated again, that he was Yismeif Ben Umot, that he was captured or he was thrown among the nations at the Midrash Tanchuma, the Darshan is over there, but it's not found in our Gemara over here. And the last one is Ard, is the 10th son, Sheared the Benu Umot Olam, that he went down amongst the nations. Ikadam is some say the Ard, Shepanav Domim Leverd, that his face was like a Vered, like a rose. Harab Chir, Ba'av Amar B'yokhan, Meshasham Alo Paro Le Yosef, Oladecha Le Yerim Ishet Yodo, no one else will raise their hand above you. This servant that was bought for 20 kesef, you're going to put him as a ruler over it? I see factors of, I see royalty in this person. What does that mean? I see royalty. What does it mean that I see royalty among this person? That, but he's bright, but chachmah, broad, strength, but yofi, and beauty. If the case of his royalty, he should know all 70 languages. So we saw this earlier in the Gemara in Lamed Gimel. So Bar Gavriel, even though Shivim Lashon, Gavriel came along and taught him all the 70 Lashonot. It didn't work. He wasn't able to do it. He added onto his name the hay, the extra hay from the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then he was able to do it. Shnemar Edut Yosef Samo B'Tzeitel Eretz Mitzrayim. That was the hay, the Edut, that extra hay was what gave Yosef the ability to go out on Eretz Mitzrayim, meaning that he was given the ability to be of the royalty and to be ruling over Mitzrayim, because he was able to learn the Shivim Lashon from the additional letter that was added to him. Makar kol nishna dishtai paro ba'day ahadale, any language that Paro used, Yosef was able to respond to him. Then Yosef used Lashon HaKodesh, he didn't know what he was saying, meaning that Yosef spoke in Hebrew, and Paro was unable to respond to him. So he said, teach me it. He tried to teach it to him, and he was unable to do it. Said, make sure that you take a shua, that you will not reveal that you know this one language more than I do. And then he took a shua to him. Also from here, from this Gemara, you see that the Marshal points out that Hebrew is not one of the Shivim Lashon, that they have Shivim Lashonot, and Hebrew is in addition to the Shivim Lashon, just like the Shivim Umot. There's 70 Umot, Bnei Yisrael, and Yisrael is not included in the Shem. There's Shivim Umot plus Yisrael. We're not one of the 70 Umot, but outside the 70 Umot. So too with Lashonot. There are 70 Lashonot, and we're not included in the 70 Lashonot. So now, so then when Yosef comes to ask Paro to take his father up to bury him in Eretz Yisrael, he says, my father made me swear that I would take him up. He says, go to make it a heter, Hataras Shvua, in order that you don't have to take him up. Well, if you want me to add a Hataras Shvua, my Shvua that I made to my father, I'll do the same thing for the Shvua that I made to you. So then, even though Paro was not so happy about Yaakov leaving there, the Medrash says, because he saw that the bracha came to Mitzrayim because of Yaakov, then Nilus used to come up to him, and the Ra'av ended, he didn't want the Aron of Yaakov to leave. And nevertheless, he probably let him leave against his will. That you should go up and bury your father like you swore, meaning because of the Shvua you have to go up and do it, and not because he really wanted to let him go. Now, so this brings up a problem in Shvuos in general here. How could it be that Yosef would go and be matir neder of the Shvua? We have generally, when you take a Shvua about someone else, you have to be matir that neder in front of them. That you have to either get their permission, or you have to be matir neder in front of them, and to say it in front of them. So how could Yosef go ahead here and be matir the nether that he made to Paro, even though he wasn't in front of him? So Tosfos in the end ended up here that this wasn't necessarily the halachic issue. Yosef's not saying that I will go and do it, that's the halachic issue, but he was megazim, that he was exaggerating to him. He says, oh, you want me to break my shua I made to my father, I'll break the shua I made to you. Not that he could have gotten Hataras Nedarim, but he's pointing out to Paro that if you want shua to stick, you can't have me break the shua to my father if you want me to keep the shua that I made to you earlier on. All right, tomorrow we'll continue. In the next step, we'll talk about Yehuda. What was the Kiddush Shem Shemayim that Yehuda had?